Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
1 hour away from playing Quick and Easy Cash. I know, Tripper Day's over, but Quick and Easy Cash is here. You can win up to $1,000. You just got to answer some questions. We have 10 questions for you. If you answer all 10, you get $1,000, 100 each. And then if somebody gets it wrong, we'll allow one more player to come in and clean up whatever's left over. It could be all 10 questions. It could be one question. You win $100. But still, two people could have a shot at winning some money this morning.
Okay.
We got Megan Fox calling the show in about 20 minutes.
Oh, boy. I better change clothes.
Also known as April O'Neil in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Anybody watch Miss USA over the weekend? I caught that
Me.
It was on last night.
Saw just little highlights.
I missed the beginning. I forgot it was on.
Man.
But by the time I was watching, they were narrowing it down from the top 10 to the top 5 or something, I think.
Here's all I watch when it comes to the Miss USA pageant. I watch the questions, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, it was so controversial last night when one judge who was already, she already rubbed me the wrong way with her British accent and her haughtiness.
Was it the Harper's Bazaar lady?
Yes. Yeah. And of course, they're trying to cover for her now because when she asked her question, the entire audience erupted in boos.
Oh,
I know which one you're talking about.
And then
about.
Everybody started attacking on social media. And then when they came back from the break, the host let it be known that the Miss USA organization actually wrote the question. She was just reading it.
But
as a judge, I would have said, I'm not asking that question. I would not have asked that question.
It was a question posed to Miss Hawaii, I believe, right?
Miss Hawaii.
And it was basically, who are you going to vote for? Hillary or Donald and why?
And you don't ask
and
that.
And before the person even was allowed to answer, the audience booed.
Audience went crazy booing.
The Miss Hawaii answered it so beautifully and elegantly. She didn't say who she was going to vote for. She just said, "We just need to find a president who's going to do the best for our country,
represent the people that need to be, stood up for." But she didn't really stand a chance against the person who won.
No.
Because the person who won is in the Army.
Yeah.
And let you know she's in the Army every time she had her mouth. Beautiful girl.
Beautiful.
Deserved to win. But it's like, you can't lose to this girl.
This is
her year.
Miss USA 2016, Deshauna Barber.
Okay. Sure.
Hawaii and District of Columbia, please join us down here.
Good luck to you both. Miss USA 2016 is...
Who is it?
District of Columbia!
Thank you for editing that.
Yeah, it was way longer, by the way. Shout out to Trey or whoever cut that down.
Okay,
so that's really who won. It wasn't a Steve Harvey moment or anything.
No,
that's the real winner.
It was a real winner. She's in the military. She got a military question, basically saying the military opened up women to go on the front lines as well. And she answered it very well. But
okay, cool.
Miss White had probably the best answer of the night. They were neck and neck. So that was, I didn't know who was going to win. But the moment everybody's talking about probably is poor Miss California.
I just felt so bad for her.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Poor Miss California.
It was her Teen Miss South Carolina moment. Teen Miss South Carolina is always going to be the barometer of embarrassment.
Okay.
So what I want to do, Al.
Yes.
Because I have her back in this in this situation because she had an extremely tough question. Now, what I'm going to do, Al, is I'm going to play the question for you.
Okay.
And you're going to be Miss California.
Okay.
Miss California, are you ready for your question?
Yes, I am.
All right, Miss California, here you go.
One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
Well, I think what we do to narrow the gap between the rich and the poor is to give everyone the same amount of money and let them shop at the same store so they're all able to buy things from wherever they want in that store.
First of all, that was an extremely difficult
question.
So tough.
And
all the other
words. Is that communism out? Is that what you were going with?
Why are we asking? I never understand this part. I mean, you know that they need to be eloquent because they're going to be, represent and go do public speaking.
Yeah.
But when we don't even have the answers and government officials don't even have the answers.
Like, we can't figure this out. You
Why
think Miss USA will?
Why are we asking a 20-something-year-old girl?
That was really unfortunate.
Unfortunate
for her. It was really unfortunate that she got the lucky question.
Let me hear
the lucky question.
I will, Al. And she comes after District of Columbia, who got a question that's tailored to her.
Absolutely.
So this girl is a musician. Her dad is Rico Suave himself, Gerardo.
Rico really? Suave.
Rico Suave.
Really? Oh, wow.
So she's probably thinking, I'm going to get like a Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber question.
How can music heal?
Sure.
How can music bring people together? Yeah. Something.
Something like that.
But instead, they give her the question.
Instead, this is what happened, and we'll play it all so you could.
Cause, okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, poor girl.
Painful.
One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality.
She's already going blank right now.
How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
One, two, three, four, five.
When it comes to social and economic equality, I think that the rich and the poor need to stop being so segregated. I think there is a middle class. I think that the rich need to...
Take a breath.
Five, six.
I think that the rich need to be able to be giving, and I think the poor need to work hard, and I think the middle class need to come together and find an in-between. Thank you.
I mean, how do you answer that?
How do you answer that question?
I don't know.
You know, they're rehearsed. Questions they could be asked, and perhaps this was her blanket. I don't know. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
All she wanted to do was leave that stage and go backstage and cry.
I want to leave. I want to cry for her.
It
I want to cry for her.
Do not feel bad, because that was a tough question.
That was
California.
A hard question.
And everybody's making fun of her on Twitter, and it's like, you answer that question.
And how
then,
do you give
Bozo?
A non-offensive, politically correct answer to something like that? You just can't.
I think the key is to, you don't answer.
You dance around it.
And then when I hear what Miss Hawaii gets, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. And she was able to maneuver out of that one.
Yeah.
By the way, the first pageant Miss Hawaii has ever been in. She signed up for Miss Hawaii 1, and now she's first runner-up.
Beautiful woman.
From Miss USA.
She was great.
Miss Hawaii,
And the second most talked about moment from Miss USA. Mm. What happened to the Backstreet Boys?
Well, I personally believe that Brian was trying to be funny and then just lost it and couldn't recover from it.
Okay.
That's because he's very short man, Brian Luttrell from the Backstreet Boys.
Sure.
The majority of Backstreet Boys are not tall people. Nick and Kevin probably are pretty tall.
Yeah.
Howie, AJ, and Brian, they're little short guys. So here comes the first 5'9", maybe 5'10" woman wearing 6-inch stilettos, and here's little Brian. So he's trying to make a joke in the song, and then just can't recover from it.
He just couldn't. And the sound was weird on Miss USA.
It always is.
So this is after they picked it back.
Oh, yeah.
They got it back.
Out.
But it's so awkward because they're just walking with the girls the whole time.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
Just sing. Nick sounded great, though.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, it sounded fine.
It was just that bobble at the beginning that we didn't play when Brian sang, tall. He literally sang, tall. And then he was out.
It is hard to sing and talk. To sing and walk and try and have a change a word up, it's very difficult because you got to figure out what you're trying to say in the first place, what the real words are.
Do you not rehearse
my favorite
it?
Song ever.
As long as you love me, who you are.
I was having my own little concert at home.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it.
From, as long as you love me.
If they're able to pull that off.
Better get busy.
I've messed up many a karaoke songs by trying to ad lib and then trying to get back on track. And I got the words on the screen.
I mean, booking them for my birthday party next week. Get busy with that. Seriously.
The big one.
Yeah. I'm on it.
That's a big one.
You're not on it. I'm going to do this myself.
How far along are you with getting Backstreet Boys playing at Kelly's birthday next year?
I Googled Backstreet Boys.
I'm going to start calling labels and find out who handles their booking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start doing. That's what I want for my birthday.
Well, probably Backstreet call Boys. The Miss USA pageant because they booked them some kind of way. So just call up there.
Somebody figured out how to book them.
Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of money, probably.
It could be done.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if you could do it. Al's concentrating right now on his girlfriend's move.
That's right.
Among other things going on this weekend. Here is Nick Adams, everybody, to play Big Al's new fun game. Yes. Who did what?
Oh.
There he is.
Hey there, Nick.
How are you guys?
Good.
So, Al, explain to me what I'm supposed to do here, because I'm not really sure.
You're not real sure? Well, I just thought it might be cool if
this is a Big Al production, if you can't tell.
We lead somewhat interesting lives and do somewhat interesting things over the weekend, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And I thought a cool way to tell about what we did over the weekend would be to play this little game. We each wrote down two or three things that we did over the weekend. You asked the group, Nick, who did what, read the thing, and try and guess who did it.
Okay.
Right. We each try to guess, a listener?
Sure. Let's try and guess it.
Okay.
Wait, who, us?
Us, yeah.
But how are we going to guess? Because one of us did that thing.
Well, then you know it. If you did it, you know it was you, so you abstain.
So whoever's
the person
not
speaking is the one who did it.
All right, so then we find out.
Let's
see
how this first one goes.
And then you talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Someone in the room tried to fix up a loved one with their Lyft driver.
Oh.
Who do you think did that?
I think it was JC.
I think it was JC.
Why?
Because I'm quiet? Because I'm not saying anything?
Well, you also tweeted or Facebooked, I don't remember which one, that you and your wife were trying to stay awake in the lift.
Oh, well done, Kelly.
As you were going. Yeah. Yep.
Well done. That is correct.
You got it right, Kelly.
In fact, it got so awkward that I think the Lyft driver thought that my wife and I were swingers.
Okay.
Because I was in blatant about, like, hey, my sister-in-law is single and ready to mingle. I was more like, hey, so you got a pretty nice car, so that means you make pretty good money, right? And he's like, yeah, I work. And then I started asking him, so what do you like to do, like, when you get off?
You're trying to pick the
work. I'm trying to get him set up to see if maybe he and my sister-in-law could be a match. And then he just got extremely quiet.
So, I don't blame him.
So I think he just, looking back at it, he probably thought that I was asking for other things, which I was not.
All right.
No, sharing is not caring in my relationship.
Okay, back to the game.
All right.
Okay, question number two. Which cast member went to a white party this weekend?
That would be Jenna.
Jenna, because I saw her wearing white in a lot of pictures.
And she talked about it Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys, that is right. Ding, ding, ding.
This game is so much fun.
So, is a white party basically just a regular party, but people are wearing white?
It is, yeah. It's just a theme. You know, a lot of these big social events, and it was for charity for a place called the Wilkinson Center, and they have it every year. It's excellent. And
but there's no black party.
There's black party.
Well, there's black tie.
Yeah. The fancy.
That's more popular. Okay. Yeah, but you know, time of year, and everyone wears all white, and the decorations are white. It's cool. But you guys, the most embarrassing thing ever happened.
What?
So I'm walking around this party, saying hello to friends. So not to mention, I told you I don't drink much. So a few drinks, I was feeling I had way too much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but I'm like, I gotta be social, you know? So I'm walking around, haven't been out in a while, giving everyone hugs, saying hi to people. And I'm talking to someone, and I smelled something really bad. I was like, someone smells, you know?
What's this smell? Describe.
Like B.O.?
Like
skunky?
Smells, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, two different people I talked to, I'm like, gosh, people are just like sweaty and smell bad in here. I don't know what's going on. So I went back to the table I was sitting at, and I turned to my best girlfriend, Holland, and I'm like, I think like someone smells. Do I smell? Is it me? Do you smell? And so she smells me. She's like, no, you're fine.
Oh, good.
It's fine. I'm like, cool. But then I'm like, gosh, it's the whole night, right? Yeah. So I turn to my other two best girlfriends I'm sitting with, and I'm like, will you guys smell me? You know, because us girls, we get paranoid. And, you know, I just told you on Friday.
You don't want to be the smell.
Why do I always carry around perfume and
deodorant?
I never. It's like my biggest thing. Like, I don't ever want to have bad breath or smell bad, right? And I have a girlfriend go in each armpit of my own, and they fell down.
Jenna!
I was the one that smelled.
Ew!
Smell.
Did you forget to put on deodorant?
I put on. Yes. I don't like women's deodorant, and that's what I put on. You guys, it was me. I smelled. It was me. I smelled.
Bo Owens over there.
We fell down. I don't know what it is because I showered right before I went out. I put on deodorant. You know me. I always put on my perfume. I think it's because I worked out like super hard all week long. So I don't know if my body or my hormones or something's changing, but I'm like, I gotta go.
Wow. You left the party early?
I got to go.
You got to. If you're stinking.
My girlfriend had perfume, so I sprayed. I had to go home. I had to go home and take a shower. I had to go home.
If you're stinking,
I don't know. I don't know. It's so humiliating. I was hoping no one knew it was me, but if I knew it was me, then everyone had to have
Jenna,
known it was me.
I
wouldn't have told that.
I
would
have. Oh, come on, Miss
Kelly.
You said you left a floater before.
You talked about having poop in the toilet.
That was different.
What do you mean that's different?
That was an embarrassing incident.
That's what this is.
I wasn't walking around. I wouldn't tell that.
What?
I Angela.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Number two.
You left the man behind.
Thank you for having my back. I thought I'd be.
Trust me,
it's not like I want to tell it, but I just thought I would because it was really funny.
Kelly is famous for.
I wouldn't have told
that. Yeah, I wouldn't have told that.
But she will tell that. That's the thing.
I wouldn't tell I smelled bad.
Oh, my God.
But your poop smelled bad.
No, my poop did smell bad. That's why I forgot it was in there.
All right. I shouldn't have told it.
I wouldn't tell that. I wouldn't have told that.
Yeah, she shamed me for telling something embarrassing.
All right. I wouldn't tell that.
All right.
I forgot about that.
Jenna, first of all, I saw this girl doing a life hack at the bar. Because my wife and I went out. I don't know if you're going to use that later, Nick.
A life hack.
Yeah. I saw a girl rubbing, which one are the yellow ones? Lemons?
Huh?
Lime?
Huh?
Yellow?
The yellow,
the yellow ones?
Lemons, right?
Lemons are yellow. Yes,
yeah,
JC.
Yeah. Well, in Spanish, it's limón.
I got it.
I get confused because of my Spanish. But she was rubbing the lemon on her armpits. And she said that that helps get rid of the smell.
Oh.
Because she had forgotten to put on
deodorant. She was doing that in the middle of a bar?
Yeah, she was doing it at the bar.
Where are you hanging out?
What?
People are rubbing citrus fruits on their armpits.
It was not
public.
McKinney Avenue Tavern, by the way.
Yeah, oh my God. Hey, it was a first for me. Yeah. I've never smelled, so go. I don't know what.
Yeah, I asked this girl, like, what are you doing? She goes, I forgot to put on deodorant, so I was just rubbing this on to kill the smell.
Well, take it to the bathroom.
Take it to the bathroom.
Nobody got time for that.
Oh, my gosh,
all right.
Kelly.
All right.
Rubbing lemon wedges on your armpits in a bar is acceptable behavior?
Kelly, no, I'm just saying. You're hating on everything right now.
It was lemon wedge.
I hate on people rubbing bar condiments on their armpits. I'm going to hate on that.
It was Wedge Wednesday. Bit killer. That's coming up.
How is that a bit killer?
She's doing a bit, maybe, at the bar.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, Nick, continue.
Forgot.
With Al's fun game, who did what?
This game is so much fun.
Let's see. Who in the room watched the first two episodes of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I'm going to guess that was Kelly. Fun Phil Kelly.
That was me. I'll just let everybody the guessing.
Kelly, I would not have shared that.
Yeah. Because I was sitting on my couch completely clean and watching it.
Oh, my God.
You watch it by yourself?
Well, I keep hearing about this show, and I got the Apple TV, so I was like, let me see what else
Apple
is on Netflix.
Yeah.
No.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I've only seen the first two episodes. This girl is kept underground by a cult leader, and they're finally rescued. And so she comes out, but she's unbreakable. And so she's now living in New York City, and all of her money is stolen. And she's unbreakable. And Jane Krasinski? Uh-huh. Is that what her name is? Jane Krakowski?
Close enough, I think.
It's Jane, right?
Yes.
Krakowski or something? Anyway, she's
in it.
She's hilarious. And Tina Fey wrote it. So that was really good. And then I binge-watched House of Cards. Ooh. I'm up to the middle of season two, and there's only four seasons. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Did you leave your house?
I did to go to church, which was also on my list of things
I did. On the list, Al. That was question four.
How's the July 7th diet going that you're doing?
It went well yesterday. I didn't cheat yesterday.
But Saturday?
What did I eat Saturday? I have to think.
Did someone in the room make cauliflower soup?
Kelly!
That'd be me! Yeah. Yeah. Make cauliflower soup.
Man, we live such parallel lives.
Yeah. Nick, don't you watch the Kimmy Schmidt?
I love Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, you're super into
it's
it.
It's a lot like 30 Rock, and I loved that show, too.
Right.
Another Tina Fey show.
It's very funny.
I love Kimmy Schmidt. It's great.
Nick's my go-to for Netflix.
I might cancel cable and just watch Netflix.
I'm thinking about doing the same thing.
My brother did that. Yeah. My nanny did that. They only have Netflix.
Yeah. Now that you have
there's enough original programming, and if you want news, you can go on your laptop, you know?
And you got your Apple TV. You can do
whatever
you want.
There's a lot of stuff you can do on that. I haven't explored it yet, the Netflix.
Mm-hmm. How about Bloodline? You like Bloodline, Nick?
Dude, I love Bloodline. So season two came out, I think, a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm like halfway through season two, and it's so good. You guys got to watch it. Kelly, that's your next show. Bloodline.
Yeah. Who is that?
Bloodline. It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Kyle Chandler. He was the coach in Friday Night Lights.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good in the show. It's wonderful.
Yeah. How many seasons behind
season
am I?
Two. There's only two seasons. And it's a dysfunctional family. There's lying and cheating and murder. It's so good.
The best thing is you can binge watch.
Yes.
Yeah, because it all comes out at once.
It always does. All right, let's continue with Big Al's fun game. Who did what?
Yeah, guys, so this next one.
With your host, Nick Adams.
This next one's good.
Okay.
All right.
Al.
Who? Oh, okay. Who in the room stole two French fries from a 7-year-old girl's plate at a fancy restaurant?
Val. Oh, JC.
Yep.
No, what?
Oh, Al.
I put my hands over my eyes because Al was talking about the crazy stuff he did this weekend.
Well, it was involved. This kind of was one part of the crazy weekend. We're taking a picture on the patio, and this little girl's out there, and French fry just sitting there looking good. So I went over there. You know, we were making a lot of noise. Hey, you don't mind, we'll take a French fry day. And I took a couple of French fries off. But I did introduce myself, and her name is Charlotte, and I told her I'd say her name on the radio for an exchange for a French fry.
Crazy weekend.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes. You stole a French fry from a 7-year-old.
Yep. Go ahead, Nick.
Did somebody in the room lay down on the lobby floor of an iconic building with a guy?
Al?
Al?
That was Al.
More of my crazy weekend, yeah.
What are you doing laying down with a dude?
Well, he was again. Laying down.
Oh, is it the guy from the gym?
No. No, we're all in suits. This is a part of my girlfriend's going away party. So,
oh, interesting.
So we took an elevator down, and he took stairs down. And so that we would see him when we got off the elevator. He was laying in a little Michael Jackson
pose
down on the ground. So I just kind of joined him, and we took a picture.
Hey, Jenna, did you get a text invite or Kelly?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, y'all fine.
I was happy at home on my couch.
Yeah, you might want to check your mailbox.
You guys wore suits and everything?
Yeah, we wore suits.
I've been telling you about my new suit
check
that I bought.
Check my mailbox?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was going to say, let me look.
I didn't think y'all wanted to go.
In the words of Kelly Raspberry, we still want to be invited.
It's always nice to be invited.
Yeah. It was about 20 people, mostly friends that she kind of worked with, you know, her closest friend.
It was a girlfriend.
It was
her friends that she's gonna miss. Yeah.
But okay. We put it together and we're in this little party bus and it was fun.
Did it go well?
We dressed up. We wanted to have a suit and tie bar crawl. That's what we wanted to do. So we all dressed up, suits and ties, and we went to like really, really nice restaurant, Ritz-Carlton Bar and the Mansion.
Ooh.
And went up to this 27th floor building called the Anatole, and the iconic one that we went to, we were kind of making a lot of noise. It was our fourth stop. So we kind of went in there and we're horse playing in the lobby. And they said,
You were riding the guy like a horse?
No, but they did not allow us to go up to the bar. the restaurant.
Because you guys were being so loud downstairs?
I think so. Yeah. They didn't. They said they were already at fire code at 10:30 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, all right, peace out. Guess what? I own a bar. I'll go there. So that's where we went. We just left and went to my place after that. So,
wow. I bet she was thrilled.
Can't take you anywhere nice.
So you took her back to the place you go every time?
Well, you know what? The plan was to go to those four places and then get dropped off there and finish the night with some karaoke. So that's what we did.
You got more, Nick, or is that good?
That's probably plenty. Yeah. Yeah.
Who went and watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this weekend?
Oh, JC!
I did.
Yeah, speaking of, we have something exciting.
Oh, we do.
Today, right?
Speaking of that movie, the woman who plays April O'Neil, her name is Megan Fox.
Oh man, I don't look well enough to talk to her on the phone.
You're fine now.
She's good enough.
Well enough.
From the number one movie in the country. Yes, it was number one.
It was.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Out of the Shadows. Megan Fox is going to be calling the show next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are about 17 minutes away from playing Quick and Easy Cash. All you got to do is answer 10 easy questions to win a quick $1,000.
JC, I know you're so excited.
I am very excited,
Kelly. More reasons than one.
Well, basically because the person we're about to talk to on the phone plays the character who I had a huge crush on as a child.
I know.
Oh, boy.
This might have been the first woman I loved besides my mother. Of course, I'm talking about April O'Neil.
Weird.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about April O'Neil. Weird. Played by Megan Fox in the new Ninja Turtles movie. Hi, Megan Fox.
Hi.
Did I just creep you out or what?
You're so proud of that.
I think that's totally normal. Every boy's first love is his mother. That's not weird.
Yeah, so in real life, you're a guy's dream. Megan Fox is really a guy's dream, and then her character is also a little boy's dream, right?
Yeah.
Megan, you're about to pop, though, right? Like you said, any moment you could go into labor?
Well, I'm definitely into the third trimester, and I'm, you know, a handful of weeks within the zone. Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if she went into labor during this interview?
I don't know.
We would make national news, maybe international news.
I don't know. It depends on where she is right now.
I'm at my house.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. If you could just do some squats for us right now.
Oh, no. Why? Weirdo.
We want to make the news.
Yeah, that gets it going, I hear. Megan, how do you feel about a man who took his 4-year-old son to watch the Ninja Turtles movie?
Because you're the mother of boys. What age do you think is appropriate for a parent to allow their son to see a movie that's PG-13 like this one?
Well, I mean, I'm really overprotective of my kids, and they're only 2 and 3, and my 3-year-old would not be able to handle something like this. So it's up to the individual parent, and they need to make the right judgment call for their specific child. My kids are too sensitive.
Right.
There's no way.
What I'm hearing you say is JC's a bad parent.
No.
That's what we're going to interpret it.
Did your son see it and then he was fine afterwards, or did he have bad dreams? I mean, it just depends.
A little late after the fact, isn't it, Megan?
Bebop and Rocksteady, sort of, he was shocked by them, but so far he's doing great. He keeps talking about it and he seems excited about it still.
Okay, well, then there you go.
And after the movie, but after the movie, he took him out for smokes and had a couple
stop.
Of drinks.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
So we were talking about your baby telling you to move into a new house.
Everybody's been talking about that. When you say something that catches on like that, you say, I wish I just hadn't said anything.
No, because I'm an eccentric individual, and I am counterculture, so I don't anticipate people understanding me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want that, because that would sort of be a betrayal of my eccentricities. But I don't expect people to get it. However, I don't think that I'm the strange one to think that your children communicate with you when you are growing them inside of your own body. I think it's more strange to think that you don't actually meet your child until you give birth to them. I think that's a bizarre thing, because you're actually supporting someone's life with your own body. And there's plenty of opportunity to hear from your kids and these souls that you're about to raise for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and people say you can influence the baby with music and things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you can influence them, why can't, but through communication, why can't they communicate with you? I get that.
Is it a voice you hear as your child talking to you, or is it just an emotion that you feel?
No. I don't hear voice. it's more just like something's being impressed upon me, and I feel very strongly that this is the right decision to make. It's more of like that it's my intuition communicating to me that this is what's right for my kids. And
I love that.
Where they're going to thrive.
Like,
I want a pool.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Mom, I want a house with a pool.
And Megan, I was reading that you're really into astrology. I think I've seen you talk about that before.
Yeah.
And we are so consumed and obsessed with Mercury retrograde on this show. We completely believe in that. We just came out of a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, avoid certain things when Mercury's in retrograde, like traveling and signing contracts? That's what you're supposed to avoid, right?
Yeah, I don't sign contracts. I can't really avoid traveling. That is what it is. I have to do that. But I try not to ever enter into any business deals during Mercury retrograde, because they usually will undo themselves.
There is something going on right now, though, right? I mean, I don't know enough about it, and I'm sure you do, but because my life's falling apart, so isn't something going on with the planets right now?
It's got to be the planet's fault.
I haven't checked. I know Saturn is approaching Mars, which could be a really bizarre experience for some people, because Saturn is an oppressor. And Mars is like the impulsive warrior. And so that could create some really sort of stifled emotions for people. And people might be sort of trying to play down anger, but then have these volcanic eruptions of anger every once in a while. That's the only thing I know about right now. I haven't studied it recently.
Whoa.
God, you make me want to learn more about this.
Megan,
you really do, Megan.
Something to
you make my head hurt.
Megan, she's too smart for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm too smart.
Megan, can you come in studio next time so you could read our palms too?
You do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes!
I mean, I'm not a professional palm reader.
Okay.
I've just read enough about it where I can, kind of do it.
Okay.
I'm I have 10% knowledge in sort of all of these esoteric.
God, you're so fascinating, yeah. Megan Fox.
You sure are. And here's the deal. We'll do that deal. So you come in here and read our palms.
Yeah,
and
that's how you're going
to
get
what do we have to offer her?
And we'll get people to go watch
we'll
Out of the Shadows. So yeah. Fair trade, Megan.
There you
that's
go.
It. All right.
Okay. I'm on my way, pregnant and all.
Maybe when you're done nursing.
Yeah, we'll give you 6 months.
All right.
Okay. Megan Fox, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows in theaters now. Thank you so much for joining us, Megan.
Thank you. Bye,
thank
guys.
You, Megan.
Bye. Good luck with the baby. All right.
Dunsky.
All right.
Dunsky.
She's too smart for me.
Yeah, you wouldn't think she'd be all into that stuff,
can't
right?
Handle hot and smart. I'm sorry, I can't. Call me sexist.
She also has Cherokee tribe.
So why are you dating
blood.
A beautiful doctor?
Yeah, what are you doing with that?
She's not that smart, Kellen.
So,
I'm kidding.
Let me help you dig out of that hole you just created.
You live a lie. You live a lie.
You got to be smart to finish med school, first of all, right? So she's book smart.
I'm kidding.
He didn't realize. He thought he was being funny. He realized he was a complete liar.
Jeez, Al. My wife is the smartest.
Well, let's be honest. Your wife's very pretty.
Kelly Raspberry. You can't say that. My wife's smart.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that right there is our new music for our new fun game, Quick and Easy Cash. Do you want to win $1,000, Kid Nation? Your chance to play happens next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, get excited.
I'm excited.
It's finally time to play for the first time ever, Quick and Easy Cash.
Yay!
All right, here's what we need. We need two callers at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll do caller number 13 and 14.
Got it.
So the first caller will get the play.
Uh-huh.
Second one will be the backup in case the first one gets a question wrong.
Got it.
Quick and easy cash. First time we're playing. We already told you how we play. We'll tell them how we play when we get them on.
Okay.
But real quick, I would like to get Caroline Craddock in here.
Caroline!
You might give her the heads up on that?
Yeah. She's coming because I've noticed something on her Snapchat.
Okay.
You know, Caroline inspired me.
She did.
To do what?
Hung out with her last weekend. I'm sorry, I have a piece of cheese in my mouth.
Oh, it's okay.
Hung out with her last weekend. That girl accessorizes like nobody's business.
Thank you, Kelly.
And I loved your earrings so much. You told me you got them from a website. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I went online and ordered like 5 things off that website.
Oh, look at that.
Good.
Yes, you inspired me to accessorize more.
Aw, thank you.
This is not an intervention for your accessorizing.
Yeah, too many
accessories. Wait, I'm having an intervention right now?
Yes, Caroline.
Why?
I've noticed something on your Snapchat this weekend.
What?
A filter?
No, she's not addicted to a filter. She's addicted to the chili powder.
Oh,
the
man.
Chili powder.
Caroline told me she wants to be Mexican all of a sudden.
Not all of a sudden.
Oh, you've always wanted.
I've wanted
oh, have
to be
you?
Mexican.
Oh, shout
yes.
out. High
yeah,
five on that.
Really? Every day she eats watermelon with the
tajin.
With tajin.
I bought some tajin. I don't really know what to put it on besides jicama.
It's basically
jicama, watermelon, cucumber,
it's everything. Mexican chili
yeah.
powder.
Uh-huh. In okay. Mexico, what we do, Al, you've seen it when you go to Playa.
Maybe so.
They put the chili powder all over the fruit.
Okay.
No matter what fruit it is, uh-huh. you put chili powder on it.
You put okay. it on cucumber, jicama, mango.
Okay.
But Caroline this weekend was just pouring it on people.
On people?
Oh. In people's mouths.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were like licking people.
You never know.
When did you start doing the tajin?
I've been doing the tajin for a while, but it's been on my desk lately.
Yeah.
And so me, Justin, and Elena have watermelon with tajin on it every morning.
Yeah.
For some reason, it ended up in my bag this weekend. And
some
I was hanging out with a bunch of Mexicans. Shout out.
Yep.
And somehow it ended up like on the table at the bar. And so then, you know, you can put on your beer too. And it's really good
yeah.
on beer.
Oh,
surprise, huh?
Yeah. Or in a Bloody Mary or something. So then my guy friends just started going crazy over it, and they're pouring in each other's mouths, and they're licking their hands and putting it on their hands and then licking it.
So you started a movement, basically, with tajin.
It was all day, but did you see I got it spit on me?
Huh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And not in a cute way. Not in a good way.
What happened to have that spit on you, Caroline? What was the deal?
One of my guy friends, Angel, put it in his mouth, just was shaking it.
It's too much.
It. And then he didn't like
just
it.
Just spit it out.
If you abuse it.
Right in my face.
Oh.
And in my hair. And in my dress.
Oh.
If you want to see what Caroline... Follow Caroline on Snapchat because, A, she's funny to follow. And, B, she'll show you what she's using. We used to use Lucas.
What is it?
Lucas. The powder. That was just a different brand of powder. Oh. We did the Lucas.
Oh.
The Lucas.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Lucas.
I don't know if you need an intervention. I mean, it's not preventing you from getting to work.
No.
It's not interfering with your day-to-day,
I'm
is
still
it?
A functioning human being.
If you forgot your tajin at home, would you go back to get it?
Ooh.
It depends on what I'm doing. Like, I was out all day.
Uh-huh.
We were at a friend's birthday party, pub crawl. And if you're going to have a beer, you need to have the tajin.
Yeah.
With a lime.
Hmm. People are going to wonder.
You're fiending for it.
Yeah.
Well, Beyonce keeps hot sauce in her purse.
Yeah.
So do I. I keep the little Tabascos.
Yeah. So if you want to see what... will you post a picture so people know which one you're using?
Sure.
If you want to buy it.
Absolutely.
And get on Caroline's
you
level.
You can buy it in the produce section at the grocery store.
Yes, Al.
Where would we carry... Like, if a girl has it, she would have it in her purse or her bag. Where would a guy have it?
I would just carry it in my pocket.
Like hot sauce in your pocket.
Purse.
Yeah. Because they're small.
Maybe or you need, like, a harness or something.
Maybe you could get a little clip on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a harness.
You get a harness and you just
put it on your
keychain. Whip it out.
That'd be so legit.
Yeah. That's yeah, what I would do if I was a man.
Tahine harness.
Yeah. We used to just carry it, though. Mm. Yeah, you could do that. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks for my intervention.
For dropping that knowledge.
Really hard to fix.
No,
myself.
Don't. You keep doing what you're doing.
The first thing is to admit you have a problem.
Right.
We got to find you a Latin dude so you can get that last name.
Literally, I would die if I could be like, hello, my name is Caroline Rodriguez.
Craddock.
What if the
hyphenate? Tahine.
Yes.
Caroline Tahine.
Yes. All right, Caroline. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you in a minute, but it's time to play our new game.
Yay. Okay.
Listen to this, Caroline. You can win $1,000 with quick
and easy.
And easy cash.
Nice.
Here's how it works. We're going to ask you 10 questions. And let's meet our contestant first.
Okay.
Jody, how are you doing?
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Doing good, Jody.
You should be excited. This is the first time we get to play, so you get to be our experiment.
What are you doing right
now? I'm a guinea pig.
Yep. Yeah, what are you doing right now, Jody?
I'm at work.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of keep it low so my boss doesn't come over here and get in trouble.
Oh, okay. We don't want to get you in trouble. We don't want to get you in trouble.
What kind of work do you do, Caroline?
I wish Jody. I was
Caroline. Well, Jody. I work on the radio, Al.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
I do accounting work.
Okay.
Oh, so you'll do fine with
this one.
Well, tell her the numbers.
Here's how it's going to work, Jody. You're going to have 10 questions, okay?
Okay.
And these are pop culture questions, and they are questions based on the show. Kelly Raspberry is going to ask you these questions.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Your only job is to answer those questions within 5 seconds.
Okay, I got it.
Each time you answer that question, you get $100. You have 10 questions, which means you can win up to $1,000. And if you do happen to get it wrong, we have somebody waiting on the line to steal that money from you, Jody.
No, I'm getting them right.
Oh, you're getting them right. Okay. Ooh. Well, let's get ready.
You do.
Intense music. All right.
Question number one. What color is Kelly Raspberry's hair?
Red.
That is correct. You have $100.
Good answer. Well done.
Ooh. That was an easy one. I hope
Yeah, we're starting easy. We want you to be a winner. Question number two. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
You have $200.
All right.
Well done.
Question number three. Who on our show has a mother named Dora Bell?
Kelly.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Jody.
Oh, Jody.
But Jody, you have won $200 as the guinea pig.
All right.
That money is yours.
That should have been Big Al. I knew that after I said it.
Easy. You don't want to help out your peeps trying to steal the money from you. But Jody, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $200. And that means...
Well, the next person's not really stealing. It's just theirs to win.
Jody still gets the 200.
Yeah, she gets her money.
Let's meet contestant number two. And our only two contestants. We're only going to do this for two people,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. So if Misha... Hi, Misha.
Hi.
If Misha does not get them right, then that money just goes away.
You heard the rules, right, Misha?
Yes.
Okay, now you're taking over.
Tell us about you real quick.
Sure. I work at a pediatric urgent care, currently driving to work. Also a student.
Wonderful.
Right. Okay, nice. Cool.
Like a good person who could use some money.
Yeah.
So we will ask you we'll ask you the question our last contestant just missed. Who on the show has a mother named Dora Bell?
Big Al Matt.
That's right. You have $100.
Keep it going.
Question number four. This Wrecking Ball singer released an album about her dead pets.
Miley Cyrus.
Yep. That is correct. You have $200. Who on the show owns a pug named Wheezy?
Jenna, where's Wheezy?
That's right.
Wheezy on Snapchat.
$300 for you. Question number six. Who is Jenny from the block?
Jennifer Lopez.
That's right. You have $400. Oh. What outrageous singer went from wearing a meat dress to making an album with Tony Bennett?
Lady Gaga.
That's right. $500.
Misha.
Question number eight. Which cast member wanted to be a nurse?
Ooh, I am going to say you, Kelly Raspberry.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man.
But you did great, though.
Wow. $500?
$500. It was that quick and easy.
Well done, Misha.
Should we answer it or save it for another
game? No, we're going to save it for another time.
Save it for another game, but we can take me out of that.
You know, that's a hard one, actually, without giving away the answer, because Caroline looked at me and she just asked me if she guessed one of you guys, and it was wrong.
Oh, what?
So maybe that one's a little bit harder.
Right?
We have talked about it, though.
Yeah, it's been talked about.
Yeah.
It's been talked about. All right, Misha, congratulations. $500.
Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
What are you going to do with $500?
I'm going to buy a textbook.
A textbook.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Misha.
Buy it for $500, resell it for $40.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hopefully you have a little left over to buy yourself something nice. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. There it is. It's a pretty fun game,
yeah,
right?
And it's, you know what I like about it? It's quick and easy.
It's quick and easy cash.
Yep.
We'll play again tomorrow, same time.
Okay.
We're still looking to get somebody paid $1,000 with quick and easy cash. We'll be back.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
We had two successful winners for quick and easy cash today.
Yeah.
We had a $200 winner and a $500 winner before we missed that question. That'll continue tomorrow morning, 7:40 Central is when we play quick and easy cash. All you got to do is answer 10 easy questions.
Boom.
Related to the show or pop culture. It's fun like that. The United States is hosting the Copa America, the soccer tournament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, man, was there a big whoopsie-daisy yesterday.
What happened?
In Phoenix. So Mexico and Uruguay were playing. And so Mexico's lined up, and they play the national anthem. Mexico's national anthem. Awesome. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to play the Uruguayan one.
Yeah.
And it starts playing, and the players are just sitting there expressionless, like, they're looking around like, okay, what's going on?
That's not our not our anthem.
Yeah, and we're sitting at home like, okay, they just don't want to sing their own national anthem.
I wouldn't know what
we don't know.
Yeah, maybe they're just getting ready for the game and they don't want to sing. It turns out after the game, they sent out an apology.
Oh.
Apparently, they played the Chilean national anthem instead of the Uruguayan one. And so they wanted to sincerely apologize to the federation, the Uruguayan federation.
Oh, my. Didn't that get you, like, fired at least or kicked out of the DJing thing?
Right? Come on. Like, you would label it in, like, big capital locks, Uruguayan song. That's what I would go with.
That's huge.
So,
a huge mistake.
So that was the big mistake. And Uruguay ended up losing 3-1. So we don't know if that's why.
I would think that it had something to do with it. I think they need to get a do-over.
There's no do-over, Kelly. The game's over.
Are they eliminated now?
No, they're not eliminated, but I'm sure it didn't get them in the right state of mind to play a match.
Their head.
Yeah,
that's a big oopsie right there. That's a big oopsie.
That's why we can't have nice things, U.S. We gotta do it right.
Nobody gets fired. You know how hard it is to get fired?
Russ!
Some places it's easier than others to get fired.
Sometimes we just say stuff for us.
People get fired here, Kelly.
Who?
Come on.
Nobody got fired.
Well, I don't want to call them out, but there's people that have been fired.
Nobody got fired here.
Yes, there have been.
Who? I'm like, Kelly, who? Oh.
Oh, he didn't get fired.
No.
Well,
he just kind of
got a better opportunity.
Yeah. He got eliminated.
Cappy? We've had a few, layoffs or whatever, but people can get fired. I want to talk about this story about this little girl, though. This is my spirit animal of the week.
Okay.
Spirit human.
Spirit human, yeah. So this little 5-year-old named Ainsley from North Carolina is now an internet sensation because at her dance school, they had, they had Princess Day. So they tell all the girls, hey, come to dance class dressed up as a princess and let's have a good time. So all the little girls show up dressed as princesses, except for Ainsley.
Mm-hmm.
Who shows up dressed like a hot dog.
Yes.
I love it.
Isn't that cool?
That is
awesome. What was Ainsley's reasoning?
I wanted to dress like a hot dog. This is me.
She's the princess of hot dogs.
Yeah,
How about that?
Like, if people are telling you, hey, come dressed as this, and you're telling yourself, no, but that's not me. I want to come dressed as this. Why not? It's not hurting anybody.
Maybe it's the only costume she had.
We got to feel sorry for her.
Now her mom does say that she does love princesses and she does have a princess dress, but Ainsley just wanted to be a hot dog.
She wanted to stand out.
She wanted to stand out and be different.
She said being
different is cool. Why not?
She's the princess of hot dogs.
We'll have the picture up at kidnation.com if you want to see Ainsley in her class. I'm sure you've seen it on the internet.
Speaking of little princesses, a bride kind of considers her wedding day her day of being a princess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Because, that's the day they look forward to the most.
Well, there's this one bride that's getting ready to get married, but saw the story this morning. She wants one of her bridesmaids, who is going to be in her wedding, to dye her hair brown. Her hair's red. She's a redhead girl.
Ooh.
She's the only, in the bridal party has brown hair. The bride, right. All the bridesmaids except for this one redhead.
Right. And she, apparently the bride believes her red hair will clash with the wedding colors and be too attention grabbing in pictures.
It would steal the attention from the bride.
Ooh, wow.
But I'm telling you, brides get out of control crazy, and they will ask. I mean, this sounds outrageous, but I'm sure girls have been asked to do way crazier stuff than dye their hair.
Let's throw it out there. What have you been asked to do as a bridesmaid? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Would you do that, Kelly?
No, you wouldn't dye your hair. Absolutely not.
Jenna, would you?
And you wouldn't ask anyone.
Absolutely not. I don't understand all of that. I know I say it's... I try not to be critical of other girls' weddings because I know it's their dream day. And I think all the girls in the audience at the wedding will sit there and they judge. Like, well, I don't like that. I don't like that. And it's like, well, too bad. It's not your day. But I never understand the brides that make their bridesmaids. They all have to wear certain dresses that they can never wear again and spend a lot of money. Or they make them wear their hair the same, even if it's not flat. I would, if I had a wedding, I honestly would like every girl to wear white. Like, I don't mind everyone else wearing white. I'd like to match dresses that are flattering on each girl. Sure. Let them buy their own dress as long as it kind of matches. Let them wear their hair how they want. I don't understand. I want everyone to look beautiful in the photos.
I went to a wedding last year where the bride asked the same thing of one of the bridesmaids, but the bridesmaid
asked what?
She asked her to color her hair.
She really did?
But it was because the bridesmaid had purple and lime green.
That's a little different.
Yeah, she wanted it to go back to her natural color.
Kim Kardashian did that with Kylie. She was so mad she had that purple blue in her hair.
That's understandable.
Yeah, that's understandable. But changing your natural color to brown.
Because it's too attention grabbing?
Uh-huh. 800-KID-LIVE's our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Craziest thing a bride has asked you to do. Or if you're the bride and you want to fess up to it, craziest thing you asked your bride's group to do next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I just blew my eardrums out because I had my headphones too high. I hate when I do that. All right, it's wedding season.
Yes, it is.
Big Al just told us a story of the bridesmaid that was asked to dye her hair.
She has red hair.
Uh-huh.
And the bride asked her to dye her hair brunette like the other bridesmaids so that she wouldn't grab all of the attention and clash with the wedding dress. Hmm.
How bright is that red?
Yeah, right? Let her be. So we asked you, Kid Nation, what's the weirdest request from a bride, or even if you're the bride and you want to fess up to it, what's the weirdest request you had during your wedding? And we got some crazy ones.
Okay.
Good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got a couple on the text, like this one. I wasn't allowed to be tan at all, and I had to wear flip-flops to squat down so I wasn't taller than her.
Wow. Oh, man.
No one looks good squatting. No.
Yeah.
All my tall girls, stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
Stand up.
Never be the squatter.
Star wrote us and said everyone had to wear matching undergarments, bra and panties. I opted out the day of and wore leopard print panties in spite. I was totally busted when the bride did a panty check minutes before walking down the aisle.
What?
Whoops.
Why do you need the what? Matter?
I don't know. Because the bride went nuts.
Oh, my
she got
gosh.
Busted.
Jeez.
As a bridesmaid, I had to wear color contact lens. All the bridesmaid had to wear grayish color with the eyes. I guess because the bride had really cool eyes and wanted
everybody else.
Wouldn't you want your eyes to stand out different from the rest? I mean, as the bride with the cool eyes?
Yeah.
I get it. Everyone knows it's your day. Come on.
But still, come
Why
on.
Why are you changing your friends?
Let's go to the phones here. Kelsey, you had a contract?
Actually, I used to sell wedding dresses. This wasn't a wedding I was in. But we did have a bride send out a contract to all of her bridesmaids. Simple things like make sure you order your dress on time. But there were other things like you weren't allowed to cut your hair. It had to be a natural color. And the best one was you weren't allowed to get pregnant. She made her bridesmaids sign it and send it back in.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Godzilla.
So I guess if you get pregnant, are you... You breach.
You're out.
You're out of the wedding.
Can she sue you?
You're
for
out
that?
Of the wedding. You can't.
No, you're just out.
You can't get pregnant.
Man.
You can't get the deposit back on
and
the dress.
You can't wear leopard panties.
Oh, hold on. Star's on the phone. Actually, she's the one that wrote us about the panties. Hi, Star.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So your bride really did have the panty check before walking down the aisle.
She did. I think she knew deep down that I was going to break the rules just because that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
But Yeah, she checked us, but the show went on.
What was her reasoning?
Was it sheer? There was a dress sheer or something?
No, I don't. It's very strange, but she just wanted like old school kind of white, lacy, you know, garter belt, whatnot. I mean, I went with the garter belt and everything, but the white is not me. And but, I didn't think I should have to buy new bra and panties.
But nobody's going to see
her. That's strange.
Exactly. That's so weird.
I don't know.
I
you
was
get
very
obsessed.
Worried about the reception. I was concerned about the reception in the pictures when it came down to the matching set. So.
Yeah, like she was going to make you guys all take a photo with your dresses up or something.
Who knows? She's a little out the box. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what was going to go on. So that was my way of avoiding it. Something crazy would have happened.
You guys still friends?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Wow. It's a story she tells. I'm the friend who broke the rules.
Shout out to Star on the leopard print.
Yeah.
Yeah, girlfriend.
Wow.
Man, I didn't know you have to wear the same undies.
I've never heard that.
Most don't require that, Jesse.
Here's another pregnancy one. Kathy, what did the bride ask you to do?
She actually asked me to be induced so I could have my baby 2 weeks early.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the reasoning for that? She just didn't want a big pregnant girl next to her?
I was actually due the week before her wedding, and she was afraid I would go late or I'm not sure. But she asked me to be induced 2 weeks before.
Did you?
No, actually, she caught her fiancé cheating and the wedding never took place.
Oh, man.
But when she got married 3 years later and I was her maid of honor and I was not pregnant. So
I was going to say, I'd just go ahead and get pregnant just to show her.
Yeah.
Or have the water break like right there. The vows are being exchanged.
This is supposed to be my day, not your babies.
My gosh.
Oh, thank you
never
for that
understand
call.
The controlling things. Funny things happen at weddings.
Goodness. Yeah. We had Haley had the hair thing.
Yes, what's up?
So you were asked to dye your hair.
Yes, I put pink highlights in my hair.
Uh-huh.
And my best friend asked me to dye it so that I wouldn't stick out in the wedding.
And?
I didn't dye it, so I was not in the wedding.
Wow. She kicked you out of the wedding party?
Yes, but she is still my best friend.
What?
Still your best friend?
Pink. I mean, it's one thing. Pink highlights, that does detract from the bride. Well, you have to admit that.
But we were young, and we're still, but I mean, she's my person. Like, when I took my son to spend the weekend with her.
Aww.
Her husband sleeps on the couch while we sleep in there with her.
Wow. That's sweet.
You guys got over it, so there's that.
Yeah.
Friendship can still keep going, even though you get kicked out of the wedding. I know so many girls that wouldn't go back to being friends
because
of that.
Some girls are like, thank God, I don't have to be in this
for
wedding.
For real, that's true, too, because it's so
expensive.
All right, so Kiki's been a bridesmaid 18 times.
Whoa, Kiki.
First of all, bless you and all the money you had to spend on bridesmaid dresses. Kiki, but you've had one that was a crazy request?
Yes. So the first time I was maid of honor, her husband is in a bike gang, and she told all of the girls that we were going to have to ride motorcycles down the aisle to our spot at the wedding.
Down the aisle?
And that's an instance when underwear does matter.
Yeah, you need
it. It does, and being in a short bridesmaid dress does not help out a lot at all.
Can you ride a motorcycle side saddle?
Yeah.
I guess you could.
You can. You actually can. You just have to be careful where your legs go.
Yeah,
so.
That metal would burn you.
Yeah, you have to watch those tailpipes
down
on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
So it's in a church or like a convention hall or what?
Prison?
It was actually outside, and they had a like a cement runner, and his best man was named Tiny. So I got to ride on the back of a motorcycle with this guy named Tiny just riding down the aisle. So, yeah, that was a weird request that I've ever had before. And they actually nailed a chain to an anvil as part of their ceremony.
Huh.
It was just a weird wedding.
You guys wear helmets?
No helmet.
It's got to be kind of sexy, though. There's nothing sexier than a woman taking off that helmet and shaking
that's true.
Her mane.
That's true.
Uh-huh. I love that.
I asked for a helmet, but she was like, no helmet. So she
messed up your hair.
Request.
And Kiki, I'm guessing this tiny fellow was not very tiny.
About 400?
Yeah, right. You're right, the gal, about 400.
Yeah. Thank you, Kiki. Yeah, well, that was fun.
They normally are.
Thank you, Kiki. And we have one. in studio.
Oh,
we have a story in studio from our makeup artist, Janine.
Yes, JC has a makeup artist.
No, it's not mine. It's your guys's.
On makeup, sir.
Well, all of us wear it.
Yes.
But my makeup takes, what, 2 minutes, Janine?
About six. But yeah.
6 minutes? So, Janine, were you a bridesmaid?
This is not a bridesmaid story. I was actually a makeup artist for a bride.
Oh,
and,
perfect.
You know, I do a lot of makeup for a lot of brides, mm-hmm. and this was definitely an interesting story. The bride's father refused to walk her down the aisle unless she got rid of her armpit hair. And the bride was like, she's like, Dad, this is my body. This is my hair. I've been growing this armpit hair. This is special to me. And he was like, I refuse. And it was a very tragic moment. And I was like, all right, let's do this. So I pulled her aside and I said, let's trim the hair. So I trimmed the armpit hair just enough so that when her arms were down, you couldn't see it peeking out.
Oh, because you could. Otherwise.
Oh. And her father agreed that that was okay enough, and he walked her down the aisle.
Oh my gosh.
You compromise, and you had to trim the hair.
The armpit hair.
Is that one of the grosser things you've had to do?
That's one of the more interesting grosser things I've had to do.
Janine's got some crazy stories.
Oh my
being a makeup
gosh.
Artist.
Janine's done some wonderful things to me.
Baby, just trim your armpit hair back where we can't see it.
Yeah. Most importantly, guys.
It was long, Al. It was long. I'm not going to lie.
Most importantly, Jenna, when did you get married?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.